as Herman gets ready for the second one. It's up and also good. So two for two. It's a 12-point lead coming up on 60 seconds. DeWitt has it up top over to Hines, trying to get the ball down low to Smith, but picking off the pass is Brackett, and then she drops it, and it rolls out of bounds. So that turnover not super costly as the Lady Spartans get the ball back. Emporia trying to figure out who's going to be inbounding this one. It's going to be DeWitt on the far side. Up top to Hines. Back to DeWitt. We'll try a really deep right wing three, and she shot it long. And it's going to roll out of bounds off of Emporia. Spring Hill came in ranked ninth in the 5A polls. They're up 12 right now. Quick toss in to Herman, who breaks the pressure put on by Emporia. Dribbling on the volleyball line. 20-second difference between shot clock and game clock. Herman's step-back three won't go. Offensive rebound, though, picked up by Chesham. Another look here. Malias has it on the perimeter. Dumps it down low to Brackett. Brackett working against Smith. Skips it across court to Chesham, and she'll knock it down with one pink shoe and one green shoe. 14-point lead now. DeWitt has it with the shot clock turned off. Left side. Davis. Emporia has only scored 5 points in this quarter. Hines on the right side, 10 seconds. DeWitt on the perimeter. Dribbling up top, spin move, gets a screen, gets all the way to the rim, and has her shot blocked, but there is a foul with 3.8 seconds to go in our first half. Make sure you stay with us. We do have our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show coming up. Your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. First free throw from the lefty is good. DeWitt a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line so far tonight. Second one from the juniors, also good. Hines getting a breather, and Wiltz checks back into the ball game. Full court pressure being shown by Emporia, down 12. Brackett the inbounder, quick toss in. It's going to be deflected for a second, but Herman has it, and the half court heave is going to be short. It is 30-18 at the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with our first half stats and analysis. But coming up just shortly, our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the goods. And by Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the goods. And by Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the red tag savings are heating up on new Chevy models. Get $8,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Chevy Silverado, 1500 LT Trail Boss Crew Cab, or get 0% for 36 months. Check out our great selection of new models in stock. Don't wait another day for red tag year-end savings. Come in today to Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24-7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNF. Finance rates with approved credit. All rebates assigned to deal.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESB Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Long Vine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Brayden Brown.
Night one of the Paul Terry Classic sees Emporia trail at half of our girls' contest to Spring Hill, 30-18. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Roberts Blue Barnett first half stats. Leading the way for Emporia is DeWitt with 9, 5 from Davis, 3 from Hines, and 1 from Wiltz. On the other side, 7 points from Herman, 6 points from Meter, 5 points apiece from Brackett and Chesham, and then 4 points from Harris. Again, it is 30-18 as we sit here at half. This was a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter for the Broncos, 21-11. Emporia has led by as many as 3 in this game. The last time they did hold the advantage, it was 8-5, then a 12-0 run was scored by Spring Hill, and they've never given the lead back since then. Again, here at half, Spring Hill leads Emporia 30-18. 11 first half turnovers by Spring Hill, 10 for Emporia. We'll see what Emporia can do in this second half, as the full court pressure in that second quarter did a good job to start the quarter, as neither team was able to get the lid off the basket, as Emporia and Spring Hill, neither team was able to score until the 4-minute mark in that quarter. But ultimately, Emporia was outscored 9-7 in that quarter. So Emporia trails by 12 at the break. We'll be back after a quick timeout here on KVOE.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the Red Tag savings are heating up on new Chevy models. Get $8,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss Crew Cab, or get 0% for 36 months. Check out our great selection of new models in stock. Don't wait another day for Red Tag year-end savings. Come in today to Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNF. Finance rates with approved credit. All rebates assigned to deal.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Wrapping up halftime here. Spring Hill leads Emporia 30-18. So as we get ready to say goodbye to our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com, we see Spring Hill finally make their way out onto the floor. And we still have not seen Emporia make their way out of the locker room quite yet. So both teams taking advantage of nearly the entire halftime to make some adjustments here and to get ready for 16 more minutes of basketball. It should be a fun rest of our evening and a fun rest of the Paul Terry Classic as games resume on Friday starting at 3 o'clock. And on Friday, it'll be a girl-boy doubleheader for Emporia against Fazer Linwood. 6 o'clock, we'll have that for you here on KVOE. And then Saturday, we'll have the action for you, too, against Hayden. And I believe we're on Mix 104.9 on Saturday as KU and K-State are both in action. So the rest of the Paul Terry Classic will be on the KVOE network of stations. Tonight, though, we're right here on AM 1400 and FM 96.9 KVOE Emporia, Kansas. It is Lady Spartan basketball as we flipped into the court. Back to the starting lineups for Emporia. Aguirre, Hines, DeWitt, Davis, and Smith out on the floor. Davis the inbounder at half court. A quick toss in there to DeWitt, back to Davis, in between the circles, right side Smith. Smith on the perimeter, hands it off to Aguirre, gets to the free throw line, tosses it to Hines, a left wing three, too strong that time, and the ball's going to roll out of bounds as Brackett decided to not go for the rebound and let it roll out, and it is Spring Hill basketball. Full court pressure being shown, they're going to break the pressure with Herman, and she gets down the floor and she lays it in. Herman up to nine. It's a 14-point lead just underway in our second half. Hines looks to answer with a corner three. Airballed it strong. Offensive rebound by Davis. And she'll pass it out to DeWitt. Now Aguirre with the touch on the perimeter. Aguirre trying to drive against McConnell. Now she dishes it into the corner to Hines, trying to get it down low to Smith. It's deflected out of bounds off of the Broncos. And it will stay here with the Lady Spartans. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. We haven't seen the shot clock go into effect too often this season. Quick inbounds to Davis. Runner in the lane's good. Davis up to 7. Cuts it to 12. Quickly up the floor by Meter. She tosses it into the near corner. Runner baseline. Too strong by Herman. Brackett nearly has the rebound, but Aguirre comes away with it. The 5'3" Aguirre comes away with the ball instead of the 5'11". Check that 6-foot tall Brackett. In transition, Aguirre driving baseline, gets to the rim, too strong that time. I think she was expecting some contact and couldn't get the layup to go. Quickly down the floor, Meter has it on the baseline. She gets all the way to the rim, has her shot blocked, but a late whistle, and Davis is going to be called for that one. Second foul against Davis, first against Emporia in our third quarter. Meter shooting a couple of free throws. First one is up, and it is good. Meter has 7. Last year as a junior, she averaged 9.7 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per contest, and 2.1 assists. She knocks down both free throws here, and it's a 14-point lead. Hines in the far corner, dishes it to Aguirre. Aguirre up top, DeWitt. The lefty dribbles once over to Aguirre, working on the perimeter, drives to the free throw line, gets it over to Hines in the near corner. Hines has it poked away, and it will stay here with Emporia. EHS inbounding in front of their own bench, 16 on the shot clock. Someone has to come towards Hines. She'll toss it up top to DeWitt, dribbling on the volleyball line, looking to drive. Gets all the way to the rim. Lefty layup too strong that time. Couple of times tonight, Emporia hasn't been able to capitalize right at the rim. In transition, Herman misses a layup. Rebound out to DeWitt. She has the ball poked away from behind, and picking it up in the backcourt is Harris. Gets it over to McConnell. Dumps it down low, Brackett. Brackett extra pass to Herman, and it never got there as DeWitt jumped the passing lane and knocked it across the baseline. Quick toss in to Harris, and she's going to be called for a traveling violation, and that'll give the ball back to Emporia. 5:51 to go in the third. Aguirre brings the ball up the floor. Emporia in the home whites tonight. Emporia across the chest with black font and black numbers. Davis up top, gets it to Hines, straight on three, and she knocks it down. That's a John Newland three right there. Second made triple by Hines. She's up to 6. 11-point lead for Spring Hill. Quickly down the floor, they find McConnell, and she answers with a layup and a foul. Old-fashioned three-point play coming up for the sophomore. Second team foul against Emporia in the quarter. And it's going to be the second foul against Hines tonight. McConnell's free throw off back iron, and Smith gets the board to clear it. Up the floor, DeWitt dribbling on the right side, and she's going to draw a foul. That foul's going to be against Isla Herman. First against her, first against SH in this half. Davis inbounds to Aguirre. Broncos wearing the visiting purple uniforms. Broncos across their chest. And Aguirre splits two defenders and lays it high off the glass and in for her first points of the night. Quickly up to the floor, and we're going to get a double dribble violation by Harris. And Coach Husso wants a timeout. We'll take a full one-minute break, too. You're listening to Spartans Basketball on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. and by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Emporia outscoring Spring Hill by one in our third quarter so far. They've cut the deficit to 11, 36-25 in favor of the Broncos. After the double dribble violation, Davis will be inbounding in the backcourt. Tosses it up top to Aguirre. Wiltz checks into the ballgame as Smith gets a breather for the Lady Spartans. Aguirre passes it to Wiltz on that right side, looking like a 2-3 zone defense right now. Aguirre top of the key over to Wiltz, dumps it down low to DeWitt, who will draw the foul. That'll be the second foul against Spring Hill in this quarter. 4:51 to go in the third. 36-25, Spring Hill with the advantage. Emporia is going to have Hines inbound the ball underneath her own basket. Senior looking to throw the ball to somebody, throws it right into the paint. DeWitt with the catch, and she lays it in. DeWitt's in double figures. She's been in double figures in every game this year. In transition, McConnell's going to walk with it. She got stuck in between passing and going up for a shot, and that's going to be a traveling violation as Emporia trails by nine. Chance to make it a two-possession game here. Aguirre up top, finds Hines on the left side. Now Aguirre up top, back to DeWitt with a touch. DeWitt to Aguirre, who tries a left wing three, too strong off back iron. Rodden with the rebound, Wiltz trying to poke the ball away, no luck. Quickly up the floor, Meter has it, gets all the way to the rim, but she misses the layup. Rebound trying off of Spring Hill, and that's going to be a stop by the Lady Spartans. So Emporia doing the job on the defensive side. Can they find points on the offensive end? Wiltz on the right wing. Aguirre up top. Now left side. Hines back to Aguirre. High post to Davis, and she throws the ball away. And then there's going to be a foul off of the turnover committed by Emporia. Coach Neinstead wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. Spring Hill 36, Emporia 27 on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Halfway through our third quarter at the Paul Terry Classic Girls Contest, see Spring Hill lead Emporia 36-27. Bill Neinstead, a big reason why the girls part of the Classic takes place. As it was late in his tenure, he's like, hey, we should get an opportunity to play at White Auditorium and be a part of the Classic. And they were able to introduce that in the late 2000s. Quickly up the floor, dumping the ball down low to Harris. She's going to draw a foul on her way up. That's going to be the third foul against Davis, so really starting to pile up against the sophomore. Fourth team foul against EHS. Harris's first free throw will not go. Brackett checks back into the ball game as Rodden goes to the bench for the Broncos. Harris missed the first one. We'll see what she does here on the second one. It is good. Senior up to 5 points tonight. Aguirre has the ball at the volleyball line, working against this 2-3 zone defense. Wiltz has it, skips it to Hines. Up top, Aguirre. Aguirre on the perimeter to Hines. Down low, DeWitt gets a touch. DeWitt dribbles back up top to the perimeter. Pass to Aguirre, Hines. Hines on the left wing, 10 on the shot clock. Davis goes to work, scoop layup, no luck that time. Poor pass, and the ball is picked off by Hines, but she catches it right at half court, and it's going to be a backcourt violation as she caught the ball, then dribbled, then kind of went back and forth. Tough call there. Just, you know, like a safety there, able to deflect it and chase it down, but then where she caught it, she went back and forth across the timeline. 10-point lead for Spring Hill. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the third. Harris has it. Skips it over to McConnell, who knocks it down the 15-footer. 12-point lead for Spring Hill. Aguirre has it on the perimeter, trying to figure out how to work against this zone defense. Triple teamed in the high post is Davis. She drives, gets by the defenders. Layup won't scoop in. 2:45 to go in the third. Meter racing down the floor. Gets all the way to the rim. Misses the layup. Offensive rebound. Second effort goes up and shot won't count, as Meter fell out of bounds and was the first one to touch it. And that's going to be a turnover by her. So Lady Spartans get the ball back. Beheimer comes back into the ball game as Aguirre gets a breather. Right side, Hines with a touch. DeWitt, now Beheimer. Wiltz working on the baseline. Tosses it up top to DeWitt. To Beheimer on the left wing. DeWitt in between the circles. Right side, Hines. Spots up for three. Knocks it down. Three made threes by Hines. It's a 9-point game. Lady Spartans haven't been able to get within nine in this half. Quickly up the floor. McConnell has it. McConnell trying to drive against Hines. Throws it in the corner to Brackett, up top Meter. Meter makes her way towards the basket. Runner in the lane is going to be too strong, but there is a foul on the shot attempt.
Spartan Dallas called on Bailey Wills. That's her second personal, 15th foul.
Second foul against Wiltz. First free throw off the front iron and rolls out by Meter. First missed free throw by Meter in this one. Melias comes back into the ball game. She played sparingly in the second quarter. Second free throw by Meter, also no good. So 0 for 2 that time. 140, DeWitt has it in our third quarter. Look, gets for a screen over to Hines. Hines dumps it down low to Davis. Davis double team, Beheimer touch. Over to Hines, now DeWitt. DeWitt working on the perimeter, struggling against this 2-3 zone as Hines gets it down low to Wiltz. Extra pass to Davis, layup's good, and she draws the foul. Old-fashioned three-point play coming up for the sophomore. Second time tonight she's been able to take the bump, lay it in, and we'll see if she can convert. Just like the first quarter, she cannot. Too strong, back irons the free throw. 7-point lead right now for Spring Hill. Meter on the far side, up top to McConnell. They look to get the ball down low to Meter, and as they try and force the entry pass, there's going to be a whistle. That's going to be against Davis, and the fourth foul against her. So Coach Nine said he's going to have to bring her to the bench. Meter at the line. Just missed her last two free throws, and she swishes this one in. Davis goes to the bench as Smith comes in. 8-point lead. Make it a 9-point lead. 41-32. Smith has the ball up top. Beheimer with the touch. Now DeWitt Hines. Hines on the perimeter. Gets to the free throw line. Finds Wiltz on the right wing. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 60 seconds on the game clock. DeWitt has it. Dribbling on the right side. Trying to figure out this 2-3 zone. Beheimer with the touch. 10 on the shot clock. Wiltz right wing. Now DeWitt. She has to go to work. Looks to drive, finds Hines in the corner, 4 seconds. Up top, Wiltz. Wiltz gets to the free throw line, runner up. She beats the buzzer, but the shot will not fall. And then a traveling violation against Harris. Maybe she thought it should have been a shot clock violation. She caught the ball and then walked with it. Nobody was moving. It almost seemed like everybody on the floor thought it should have been a shot clock violation. It's Emporia basketball after the turnover. There's 0.9 of a second difference. Quickly driving towards the basket is DeWitt. Can't get the lefty layup to go, but she's fouled. She'll be shooting two. Meter's going to be tagged for that foul. That's her third. DeWitt's made all four of her free throw attempts tonight. The lefty's first free throw, she left this one short, and I'll apologize now for the announcer's jinx. DeWitt had a really strong volleyball campaign that saw her amass the 1,000 assists for her career. Second free throw is up and also good, so she'll go two for two. Part of the Emporia team that went 24-12 during the fall. Trying to drive right now. Here is McConnell. McConnell gets to the paint, 20 seconds on the clock. She throws the ball away, take it away. Two-on-one break. They get it up ahead to Smith. Layup good. Turnover leads to points. Smith has her first points of the night, and it is a six-point game. Quickly up the floor. Spring Hill has it, and there's going to be an offensive foul and a legal screen. And that's DeWitt taking the harm that time. And Melias is the guilty party. From half court, trying to beat the buzzer, DeWitt. It is well short. So Emporia cutting the deficit to six with 8 minutes to go. Spring Hill 41, Emporia 35. Here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia outscoring Spring Hill by six in our third quarter, and it is a six-point ball game. 17-11 in that quarter, as the Emporia offense having their strongest quarter of the evening. We'll see if they can have more defense lead to offense. It is Broncos basketball to begin the fourth. Davis remains on the bench with those four fouls. Herman has the ball, top of the key, dumps it down low with Harris. Harris back to Harmon. Extra pass over to Meter. Meter runner in the lane is good. When they've needed points, they've gone to Meter. She's up to 12. Aguirre has it, gets it to DeWitt on the far side. Now it's Wiltz to Aguirre. Man-to-man defense from the Broncos as DeWitt has it top of the key. Looking to drive, leaves it for Wiltz. Wiltz skips it to Beheimer, top of the key. Now DeWitt. DeWitt dribbling right, left, right, left. Gets it over to Wiltz. Aguirre will try a three. Off front iron won't go, but an offensive rebound by Wiltz, and then she's pushed to the ground, and that will be a foul against Spring Hill. Brackett hit with that one. That is her third foul tonight. Beheimer the trigger underneath her own basket. 7:09 to go in our game. Emporia down six. DeWitt dribbling in between the circles. Runner in the lane. No, she'll pass out of it to Beheimer. Up top, Wiltz. Wiltz trying to feed the post here. Instead, she'll hand it off to DeWitt. 20 on the shot clock. Beheimer with a touch. Back to DeWitt on the top of the key. Wiltz on the perimeter. Fakes a pass. Skips it over to DeWitt. 10 on the shot clock. DeWitt, spin move, top of the key. Can't get by her defender. Wiltz with the touch. Wiltz looking to drive. Gets to the free throw line. Over to Beheimer. She'll have her three blocked, and then it comes down in the hands of Meter. Meter racing down the floor. Beats everybody. She's fouled. No foul. It thought there was a whistle. She'll get the layup to go. Luckily, there was not a foul, as Beheimer hit her pretty hard on the wing down. 45-35. And Coach Nine said wants a 30-second timeout. We'll be back at 30 with Emporia trailing by 10 on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at espfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Emporia trailing Spring Hill 45-35. A mini 4-0 run to begin the quarter. And the lead is back to double digits for the Broncos. And Macy Davis making her way over to the scorer's table. So she will be checking into the ball game with her four fouls. She'll have to be timid on the defensive end. Would hate to see her foul out in this one. She has 9 points so far tonight. DeWitt leads the club with 12. Again, 45-35. Coach Nine said using the timeout, he only has one more for the rest of the game. Hines, DeWitt, Aguirre, Wiltz, and Davis on the floor for Emporia. Aguirre on the perimeter. Guarded there by Meter, passes it off to Hines. Thought about the three. She's made three of those tonight. Wiltz has it back to Hines. Down low, Davis. Davis working against Herman and gets by her and lays it in. 11 points now for Davis. Emporia playing it slow here defensively. They bring back the pressure. Harmon has it, gets by DeWitt and lays it off the glass. Herman now has 11, and it's a 10-point advantage. Aguirre has it on the perimeter, looking to drive. Now a touch for DeWitt. Hines in the corner. Triple's good. A John Newland three. That's the fourth made one by Hines. 7-point lead for Spring Hill. Meter has it, hands the ball off to Herman. Now Brackett in the far corner. Gets a screen by Herman, hands it off to Meter, guarded closely by Aguirre. Staying with her, shifting those legs. Hands the ball off to Harris. Harris dumps it down low to Brackett, and Brackett goes over the top of Hines. Using the size advantage that time, Hines, just not tall enough that time to contend with that one. And a poor pass by DeWitt. Leads to a takeaway. 9-point lead for Spring Hill, and they got the ball off of the steal. Meter dribble driving, gets all the way to the lane and drops it in. Just like that, it's an 11-point lead. DeWitt spin move. Lefty layup is good. Tough shot that time. The junior's able to get it to fall, cuts it to 9. 4:15 to go in the game. Meter left side looking to drive. 10-footer on the baseline. Too strong. Aguirre skies high for the rebound. And she's looking to push the ball up the floor. Aguirre guarded closely by McConnell. Hands the ball off to DeWitt. Up top, Wiltz. Wiltz right side to Hines. Over to Aguirre. Runner in the lane. She loses the ball. Taken away by Herman. 2-on-2 break in transition. They dump the ball down low to Meter, and she'll lay it in. Timeout, a full timeout called by Spring Hill. They're up 11, 3:43 to go in the fourth. We'll be back in 1 minute on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Spartan Jam for the Paul Terry Classic tonight. Spring Hill leads Emporia 53-42. Braden Brown, the voice of the Spartans, bringing you the action tonight and all winter long. We still have two more games on the docket, two more doubleheaders this week for Emporia, Friday night and Saturday afternoon. It is Emporia basketball trying to feed the post and getting it down low to Davis. And there's going to be a foul on the entry pass against Brackett, and that's her fourth, and that's going to be the second team foul against the Broncos. Hines, the inbounder underneath her own basket, triggers it in, trying to get it to DeWitt, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Emporia, but you hate to give it up there. So Hines will be inbounding underneath her own basket once again. Toss it up top to Davis, catches it top of the key, looking to drive, goes up for the layup, and there's going to be a blocking foul. So Davis will be shooting a couple of free throws. Davis, as a freshman, was a second-team All-Centennial League performer. Big goals for the team this year as she's back. And there's some new faces as Davis misses the first free throw there. After making her first free throw attempt of the game, she's now 0 for 2. Second one up, and it is good. So 1 for 2 that time for Davis. Cuts the lead to 10. McConnell brings the ball up the floor, guarded closely by Aguirre, who forces her to pick up her dribble on the E logo, and now there's going to be a bump by DeWitt on Herman. That's going to be the second against DeWitt. Quick inbounds to Herman. Herman dribbling in between the circles. Guarded there by Wiltz. Gets by her. Passes it off to Brackett, who misses the layup. Offensive rebound by Herman. Out to McConnell. Free throw line jumper. Left it short. Good box out that time by Davis, and she comes down with the ball. 3 minutes to go in this one. Davis leading the break, hands it off to DeWitt, who dribbles into a double team, passes it back to Davis in the near corner. Davis, pump fake, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt on the perimeter. Now Hines with the touch. DeWitt, Aguirre. Aguirre dribbling on the left wing. Resets things offensively, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Over to DeWitt. DeWitt splits a double team, runner in the lane. She loses the ball. Davis picks it up, and she lays it in. 8-point ball game. 2.5 minutes to go tonight. Reagan breaks the pressure, gets by Hines, throws up the layup, and another rebound for Davis. Gets it up ahead to Aguirre. Aguirre in transition, top of the key, throws it in the corner. Hines for three, and I think it was blocked partially. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Emporia. The shot was short, and then it ricocheted off of a Bronco. And Emporia will keep the ball down by 8. Quick inbounds, trying to get it to DeWitt, working on the far baseline. Now she dribbles all the way out to the top of the key. Wiltz with a touch. Wiltz trying to feed the post. Davis trying to get the ball down there, but they cannot. Hines back to Wiltz, right side. Wiltz looking to drive. 10-footer, air ball, the offensive rebound. Davis, shot won't go, but she draws a foul, and two more free throws for Davis. Foul against Harris. That's her first. Emporia trailing by 8. It remains 8 as Davis misses the first free throw. That's the fourth team foul against Spring Hill. Next common foul means bonus free throws. Davis, second attempt, also too strong. Offensive rebound by Wiltz. Throws it in the corner to DeWitt. She'll try a three, hits off front iron, won't go. Quickly up ahead, they find Herman in transition. She beats everybody down the floor and lays it in. 10-point deficit for the Lady Spartans. 90 seconds to go in the game. Aguirre goes down low to Davis. Davis going to work against Harris. Can't get the shot to go. Tries to get the rebound. It's going to carry him out to Chisholm in transition. Her shot's blocked by DeWitt at the rim. Knocked out of bounds off of Emporia, but DeWitt saved 2 points right there. Beheimer as well as Smith coming into the ball game. Quick toss in, and Harris hits the layup. Quickly up the floor, Emporia moves, trailing by 12. DeWitt over to Aguirre, 15-footer, too strong that time. Rebound picked up by Meter, throws it up ahead to Herman. Layup in transition's good. Emporia not able to get back defensively, ultimately costing them in this game tonight. They trail by 14. They looking to feed the post, get it down low to DeWitt. It's deflected away. Stolen away by Herman. 8 second difference between the shot clock and game clock, and DeWitt's going to commit a foul at half court. And we're going to have a final timeout called by Coach Neinsten. It is a full timeout, so we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE, Spring Hill 59, Emporia 45.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
59 Spring Hill, Emporia 45, 36 seconds to go in tonight's game, and Spring Hill has the basketball. Smith, Beheimer, Aguirre, Hines, and Davis on the floor. Quick toss in, they're going to get it into Herman. Herman on the perimeter. Beheimer comes over to help defensively. Hines deflects a pass, and it's stolen away by Aguirre. Emporia pushing the ball down low to Smith. Tosses it up top. Hines for three. She knocks it down. 5 made threes by Kinsley Hines tonight. A great performance, but it's not going to be enough. Herman has it, loses the ball on the way up. Stolen away by Beheimer. In transition, pushing the ball, Aguirre throws it to Hines. Up top, Davis, straight on. She will not beat the buzzer. It won't count anyway, as it was no good. So final score tonight, 59-48. Emporia battled tough with preseason number 9 in the 5A polls. We'll be back after a quick timeout. We'll get you the post-game stats, and we'll get you ready for our boys' contest. You're listening to Spartans Basketball as Emporia falls to 2-1 and Spring Hill improves to 1-1 on KVOE.
It's game day at Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride. Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Rural Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Braden Brown.
Once again, your final score tonight, Emporia falls 59-48. Hard-fought game tonight. Emporia led 8-5, but they would never lead again in this game. At the end of the first quarter, it was 21-11, 30-18 at half. Emporia got it to within 6 to start the fourth quarter, 41-35, but again, they fall 59-48. Let's go ahead and take a look at our post-game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Leading the way tonight was Hines with 5 made threes for 15 points, 14 points apiece from DeWitt and Davis, and then it was 2 points apiece from Aguirre and Smith, 1 point from Wiltz. On the other side, Meter led the way with 18, 15 from Herman, 7 points apiece from Harris and Brackett, 5 points from Chesham, and 2 points for McConnell. Again, your final score, 59-48. Let's go ahead and take a look at our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Let's give it to Hines tonight. She led the charge with 15 points, making 5 threes, trying to shoot Emporia out of that zone defense shown by Spring Hill. But unfortunately, it was not enough tonight. Again, a good three-headed attack for the Lady Spartans with 15 from Hines, 14 from DeWitt, and 14 from Davis. We also need to get you our Shelter Insurance play of the game. Make sure you stop by and talk to Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Medrano. We're going to do the early three that Hines made in the first quarter that gave Emporia an 8-5 lead, but unfortunately it would not stick. Emporia would give up a 12-0 run, and they would ultimately fall. And this one, 59-48, they suffer their first loss of the season, and they are now 2-1. The girls will be back in action Friday night against Mazer Linwood. So we'll have that contest for you here on KBOE. Coming up next, it will be boys basketball, and we'll catch up. Well, we'll take a quick timeout, then we'll check in with the head coach of the Spartans. You're listening to Emporia High Hoops on KVOE.
Spartan fans, the clock is ticking, and the only play you need is Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Kick off your game day with sizzling burgers, crispy wings, and ice-cold drinks ready for the win. Champs, proud supporters of Emporia High School, on the field and right here at your table. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
All right, let's get you ready for boys basketball here on KVOE, Emporia and Spring Hill, night one of the Paul Terry Classic, as it should be a fun one in store for us tonight. Emporia starting the season 2-0. On the other side, Spring Hill's only played one contest. They are able to beat Eudora 72-51. Again, they are 1-0, are the Broncos, and they are led by Jackson Bruce, who's a super talented junior. As a sophomore last year, he averaged 13.4 points per game and 4.7 rebounds per contest. Jordan Miller, a senior to watch out for tonight, averages 6.8 points per game last year with 3.7 assists. So those are the two guys to really key in tonight as we get ready for Spring Hill and Emporia. Last year, Spring Hill had a middling year where they went 10-11. Emporia coming off a couple of victories, including a 45-44 win over the Lansing on Friday night, an absolute rock fight that saw the Spartans grab their second win of the season. Three guys in double figures for Emporia in that one, as Crowell had 12, 11 points apiece for Trek and Seidel, and ultimately, again, they survived with a one-point win. We're going to take a quick time out. On the other side of the break, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Spartans, as it will be none other than Evan Burns with us here as we get you ready for tip-off on KVO.